audit is to get George in before the labor management board, get a report from him, and have him think for a couple, 3 days. And see after I do whatever I do with the myself. On California, my plan is not to leave on Friday, which you make a plan Friday,
you don't have a guy going off on their own. You still got a pressure. President.
Mrs. Brockman.
Yes.
I see her comments, true.
Oh.
He's got a hearing, too.
Are you reading what you're hearing on there?
He reads on the surface, yes.
He like it.
What we can do there.
Instead of being a strong right arm.
That meeting, that general meeting, he's just a bad loser.
Well, that's a misperception of his role, which is a.
We try to.
He's got to be part of the decision-making apparatus and help you avoid the errors of your ways rather than thinking that he's got to be a part of your dissemination. Apparatus that we don't. What he needs to be told, and it won't do any good now, I don't think anyway, is that nobody gives a shit what his opinion is. That all they want is for him to get off his ass and sell whatever someone else has decided, that more, the people more able than he are making the decisions.
People with responsibility are making the vice presidents do not make decisions. They support the decisions of the president.
Period. Not only do vice presidents not make decisions, vice presidents don't participate in decisions. And that's the problem we have, correct? Is that he's been led to believe by your kindness and the kowtowing that we've done to him, because we, I mean, in spite of all the shit that we get about the arrogant, domineering White House staff, I mean,
that's right. Now,
we overdo it. I run over to that guy's office. I sit on the phone waiting for 10 minutes, you know, for him to come on. And I call him Mr. Vice President. And I stand when he approaches the vicinity and you know, go through all this crap. Now, that, you know, Sherman Adams didn't treat you that way.
He was all right.
On a formal basis, yeah. But
oh, he never, there was never a Mr. Vice President.
He called you different.
That's right, sure.
And he called you up and said, I need to talk to you. And you said, fine, I'll be down at 3.
That's right.
And you came. Did you get a versus?
And I was expecting it.
Well, I'm not so sure we're right in our, in the way we're going at it. I mean, I guess I think it's a little ludicrous. Your 56 was 17 years ago.
Jesus, was it really?
Yeah. 17 years ago, so I was 29 years old when I first met you and was working in the campaign. You were Vice President of the United States. As a young kid, I called you Dick, not Mr. Vice President.
Sure.
Private conversation.
Sure.
Public would always, of course, Mr. Vice President. And now here I am, practically the same age as this guy, in a senior position in government. I can't call him Ted. And that's a little absurd. Not just makes me nervous, but because it puts him in a position he doesn't belong in.
I don't have any raises because I think now is a good time for you and her to grapple with this thing. And I must say that looking at the attendance thing, maybe the answer is to just give the job to her, leave attendance where it is. But Erdogan must realize that by God, he's got the responsibility.
We were talking after this meeting here. He said maybe I didn't hit hard enough, that the president should not have called those people into his office after the meeting. He said there is a plan set up, and it is set up for them to get guidance the other way. Now, maybe it doesn't always work as well as it should, but it should not work by them coming in here. And, you know, that's one thing. Bill is never, if you say come in here, Bill is never going to say, no, Mr. President, we're taking him over there. Where John would. If John had been there, he would have been, he would have called me and he would have said, well, we're going to be meeting over here. And we'll take care of it. But
I suppose today I knew that John would not raise any of the questions that I knew they had to have answers to. I knew that Watergate's going to be on their mind. I knew that IDT was. I raised those questions and told them the line. You understand?
Yep.
That's the kind of thing that I think has to be done in the morning so that the guys know there is a benefit statement. Kind of things we get from things. Because you see what I mean? That?
Sure.
And I don't much enjoy it, frankly. But if somebody else does it, Troy Gunther,
it's got to be done. You can't just sit back and say,
you can't expect it. You can't, and John can't delegate this and say, well, today heard science in a program. Heard science can't program anybody. Or today, Roy Ash can't. Rob Ash can start. Or George Schultz can't. Not worth it. This is basically, this programming, I think it can only be done by the people that I go around, you know what I mean? Who's got enough of the juggler instinct and also enough of the understanding. But I think what he would have to do would be to sit down in the morning. That's what I mean. Every day, I think what is needed, Bob, is a PR meeting, not a government meeting on the substance, whether or not we.
Bob, so that the group, the substance group meets. The problem is we have this super group that was supposed to be for immigrants, and then Charles Ash, you know, and we're playing this game of the five principal assistant presidents, just kind of bullshit, too.
It's bullshit.
And I think we ought to toss early, I mean, Ash and Charles,
yeah,
back to the substance meeting where they belong.
That's right.
With COVID.
That's right.
And let them work on that. And John and I should sit down with the guys that we got to get the actual thing across and go that. We need John there because we need, I can't do that.
But we can do that. But you're not going to be all the time.
See, that's right.
The point is you need John there. You've got to be there for, you know, you can look at all our quite a different things.
Different.
You know what I mean? That's what you need. I don't know whether they're, I mean, I hope Burley is as good as everybody tells me he is. And he may be. But you got to say that they're John. That's about it. Maybe more.
No, not in that, no.
More is
especially, bring more in.
Yeah, some people die.
Well, that's right.
Right. Well, look around. Whatever you find,
you've got to be a fast-moving group. You've got to roll this group in.
You have a fast, that's right. And more is not fast-moving. I found it, my daughter, and the dean of this, and I understand it because he thinks
he's damn good, but he's you've got to deal with him.
Maybe that's where they go, but I think you and that's one thing, and this is where we miss Chapin. Chapin was awful good at getting the stuff out of the people like the Moores and the Tex McCrarys.
Was he, you know, where it just wastes a hell of a lot of time.
He talked to
them. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can Parker do it, or who's...
Yeah, Parker can't, and he's learning. He isn't as good as Dwight, partly because he has...
You know, Dwight had been through the battles, knew what we were trying to do.
Parker and somebody like...
Marco had to help. Can Buchanan do that sort of thing?
Yeah, he does.
Buchanan's pretty good.
He used Buchanan, absolutely.
And, I would think Erg and all that bunch over there, some of those guys could do it. There may be good listeners if you haven't even covered them.
Yeah.
You need a PR group.
Well,
look, you know the easiest thing to do? Believe the easiest, even though it takes a lot of work. The easiest thing to do is to write the news summary. Give it a TV degree as to what the problem areas are.
Sure.
That's the easiest thing. Everybody loves to do it. The hardest thing to do is to read the news summary and say, well, under these problem areas, now what the hell are we going to do on our side? That's why usually Republicans lose elections. Now, the point is that the point is that here we got a situation where, as I say, that comes in the problem areas. And Bob, with all the difference, 90% of the time, you just beat the obvious over there. You've got a real problem, a terrible problem. You've got a Watergate problem. These areas are going to be terrible. We're going to have this problem. Or maybe the shield, or maybe this thing is going to be the food crisis. Or we've got to watch out about the need of Vietnam. We've got to go out of the crisis.
Everybody knows
all those things.
Of course,
What should we concentrate on? And you see, Ziegler has to spend all of his time. Frankly, when I prepare for press conference, I usually prepare myself really to answer all the negative questions. And I prepare so that I don't get anywhere. But what I add to that reading book and what I add to each conference doesn't come out of that. It should. What I add to it is my own feeling as to a line or two. Maybe a phrase, or maybe a direction, which they ought to suggest. You know, now you get attention. This is a place where Sapphire Kennison always bombs up, and his lines are useless. I mean, situation. We don't have that positive guy, I guess, who can take it. But hell, I do that. That's my problem. But I'm just thinking of Ziegler. When he goes out every day, Ziegler should make one of our points. Our points. Earlier, when he goes up to make one of our points. I think John will, but I think we could always just be thinking in those terms now. Here are all the dirty questions I'm going to ask. The whole their game really is to keep us on the defensive, and it's commenting on their questions, playing in their end of the field. Our game is to comment on our questions. I think John, as he moves around, as he gets more dependent upon the other, will realize, frankly, the uselessness, the uselessness of seeing the high school kids find one and the intellectuals impressed. Although he's got to deal with this because he likes to relax. But the other thing he's going to see that it isn't a proper good use of his time to spend any time on substance. If somebody else spends time on substance, even though they won't look quite as well, cold, anything you can do on substance, push it down to the others. And frankly, if cold can do something, you can get a lot of responsibility. Eric has got goddamn good judgment. Yeah. And he'll follow through. He'll do it damn well. Which you can raise to John if you would the idea. Why not have a little captain to the counselors? You might just say, why not? John's answer would be, well, gee, it's a good session. A couple of weeks ago, last week, we didn't guess a lot of shit. They sat around and talked, everybody enjoyed it, and so forth. Nothing happens. It's good. It's good. People need to. But the question is, whether we can use that same presidential, if you get people, to stir them up, why not stir up more? Have more of them have a reload. Having said that, I prefer the small ones. Well, that's the problem. We may have one. Savior John was very quick to say we should bother the captain. He was totally right. He said, "Sure, we'll be ready to read it." Say, well, Sam's got to watch that too, to say, well, maybe all the businessmen say Bay Street's gone to hell.
We'll see. You businessmen are
invariably wrong.
Or is it Spencer?
They have the right answer.
They have the right answer, but if they certainly said phase two,
they're going to be just the businessman. What they want now, what they want, which we've got to realize, is something that's pretty goddamn cheap.
Which is a
ship chips.
They don't want like you. They want us to write a formula.
They do not want profit control.
That's right.
They want you to put a flat 5.5 on wages, period. So they don't have to negotiate anymore.
Exactly right. That's what they're bitching about. They're not bitching about all this. All that's a bunch of bullshit.
And streamline stuff bids if you tell them.
That's right. That's why I'm just loving
the whole stuff.
That's why I'm loving the
other things. We're going to do some more.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just want every time we can stick to the business community, we're going to do it. And if it doesn't really hurt the child, son, well, that's why I'm the environment. Not for Rose Hospital. It's a goddamn hog wild on us. Those restrictions that we, if the auto company is going to go broke, they don't go broke, but they're going to have a hell of a time. Don't you agree?
Sure.
It's that both the environment restriction and the safety restriction are ridiculous anyway. They're putting stuff on that doesn't help.
I agree.
In the long haul, they're right on the environment thing. You've got to get cars down to where they are. Because you can't let things get like they are in LA everywhere. You know what it is, I'm not about safety and so forth. Now, safety, this whole thing, a lot of it is obligated. It's a horrible thing, but they should get the goddamn model built. Main point is, we have to realize too, is that, it's this. This is too read when you get to read the con stuff, and a lot of other stuff is true. It's this paranoid attitude on the part of the media and the intellectuals to say that everything is going to hell.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting out here, sir.
Whenever are you come back?
You're ready to take more, sir, also.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So, John Austin. Well, he let me know what I brought up before I brought up. He's confirmed my hand today, and I'm not going to sit in it.
We did the best we could under the time and with the power.
Oh,
and we can solve a couple of the eight paragraphs here, I think there are about three that are troublesome. I hope you can agree on how far we can go. For example, may as well come to that cigarette question that Ron raised. Member.
That during the course of the interview, that when he interviewed Liddy, that they discussed Liddy establishing an intelligence operation for the re-election committee.
back to you.
I mean, I'm just not that I just say, sure, my relationship was limited to problems involving the campaign or compliance. And then I would say, and at never at any time were there any discussions that had anything to do with intelligence gathering operations on the part of something like that. So, I put it in the general statement rather than your question.
I disagree with you, but I see.
Rather than discussing recruiters testifying this, and I can't recall the conversation, never did we just say the general thing. We never had a discussion. What is this matter?
That during the course of the interview, when he interviewed Liddy, that they discussed Liddy establishing an intelligence operation for the re-election committee. Very possible it did come up. That's the reason.
we can take a hypothetical here for sure. The one that I, it's been a letter that I showed FBI, is Mr. Donald's address.
Is he showing anybody else?
That's the question. They were shown to other counties.
There aren't too many of those, John. I mean,
among these eight
cover-ups.
In among these eight
cover-ups.
But it won't take any to
impeach the approach.
Right. But it won't take many to
impeach the approach.
Right. And what the press asks of Ron, the committee, and what the press asks of Ron, the committee will ask again the next day.
Facts has now got them.
Yeah. And also, you could go on to say, well, there are other questions that we'd like to answer.
I appreciate that. However, I've given the essence of every question, the essence answer to every question that's been raised. Now, obviously, a person who is seeking just to keep the sideshow going can ask more questions. Somebody who wanted the facts has now got them.
Yeah. But also, you could go on and say, well, if there are other questions, you'll be glad to answer those in the same way.
What
our options are. Let us suppose that they
contributions, possible plans of a secretary in the other office.
Everything.
Everything. Just across, just put a full court press.
It's possible when the secretary of the other office.
Everything. Everything. Just across, just put a full court press on them as a result if they. On them as a result if they. If anyone said yes, I'll take it. Which I doubt anyone would. If anyone said yes, I'll take it. Which I doubt anyone would.
So clearly, it's total. I watched over it on TV, I realized. But, you know,
prosecutor.
The point that I make, the point I make about all this is this, I read this, it sounds right. Maybe the question is, but I can say I can see the problems of doing it. So what about other questions? But my point is, what are the problems of not doing it? And what do you do? What's the line? You say nothing.
Well, according to the prosecutor now, there's always the possibility that as a result of the Senate's meeting today, and I don't have any report or feedback from their morning session, they might well themselves reach the decision to send questions down to me. I would doubt it, though, however, because that sets a precedent they don't want to get involved in. So the other thing is, we're in the posture, we've stood ready to answer any questions they want to ask.
Right.
They've asked none. They're not concerned about the facts. They'd rather have the sideshow.
Right.
Gurney, incidentally, was on television this morning on Today's Show debating Tunney on executive privilege. He did a spectacularly good job. He was just superb. He had all it sounded like you speaking at your press conference. The way he described what the president was doing was not executive privilege. It's the preservation of the exercise of his responsibility to preserve separation of powers. He said that these people are cooperating down there, and don't forget it, they have offered to give the information, but people don't want the information. They want the issue. It might be, that's a really very open sign that Gurney wants to help in every way he can.
And he's risking his political career.
That's right.
But he may be risking the right way to go to Florida. That may be the right thing. The point is, though, that you intend to do nothing at this point, as I say, going through the...
I'd like to go back through and see if we can answer every question that Ziegler raises.
That would be the next exercise, right?
And if we can, then we'll just go with it. If there's reservation that it's going to raise more questions than it'll solve, then I'd say that we, Ziegler just keeps saying that we've offered to cooperate any way we can. They've not asked for anything from us.
How would you mean? Well, let's suppose that we acknowledge that, which we have not, that John Dean did meet Mr. Segretti in Miami. Briefly on the sidewalk, wasn't it?
That's from Doral.
Now that's a headline. Met Segretti. And the follow-up question, which we've talked about now, if we put this answer in and don't acknowledge it to talk to him, that will undoubtedly come out at some point.
I'll put it now.
Yes, but I mean, you're aware that that's going to be a big, major headline, I think. But by then, it's coming, I can see it now. Came out about Kalmbach. Now it turns out that Dean was in touch with Segretti.
What's your point, though?
That we recognize that this is a war. We're going to have to take some heat on this one, but I think it's better to get it out now than to get caught holding it back.
My point is, isn't to get Segretti caught holding it back. That's why it's going to come out.
That's about that.
I mean, who's going to break down? They are, or we are.
I mean,
the only other thing, we do it willingly or unwillingly.
I'd rather do it willingly, is my point. I'd rather have us at this point where we can.
Yeah.
Give out material which we're going to have to give out anyway.
That'd be right.
Volunteer it rather than
have it. They know. Go ahead.
Yeah. They don't know that. There's no way they'd know that.
That's
new. I'd be a coding. It would open up a whole new channel. But the one thing we are not doing right now, and I think that we should be doing, is getting the counterattack going against them. Then maybe assess whether we should be volunteering information. Maybe we ought to change the tone of this thing a little bit. Get a Sullivan out. By God, there is a week or two of headlines. Get a Goldwater out demanding that these people that are investigating be investigating themselves. And let him bang it every single day.
You've got to get it to the counterattack. That's true. I think basically the Sullivan is going to be used. You don't think he's the way of getting this?
No, problems. No, I think he's...
You get that stuff to me today.
I will do that, sir. If he's back in the office today, I'll tell him I have to have it this afternoon. As soon as I get out of here, I'll call him.
See what we get.
The Senate doesn't act today. It doesn't appear that they're going to set down questions.
Then we're in good shape.
We don't have to rush this out to the day or tomorrow.
No. And then you're going to ask Gurney's nomination.
So.
Well, that's the other one. My reason I thought you had to have a rush is that there's an act on
I thought they might too. Now, maybe one individual center may well ask me questions. I don't know.
Judgment. I don't know if it should be involved or anything. I think Ziegler's the one who has a feel for exactly. And he did. He ran about 5 bucks that he would get in the briefing. And
sure.
Well, he can duck them there in the press and a couple of the senators.
I'd be as
full
as possible.
Lick
it out. There it is.
Yeah, well,
I
don't know.
Maybe
it's
Well, the only other one around here. here that is worth, as I say, might want to have her look at it, but maybe not. Maybe he's
maybe he's, if you don't think his judgment would be.
He's a very good editor and a very good lawyer. But
well,
question whether you wanted to.
But why don't you go forward on another one? Well, what are you going to do then now? What's your next?
We'll go back and just brainstorm this, stick with the, look at the 8 points, right, and see how much we can expand it to be as complete as we can without three or four questions about what Ron's other points are, right? And then see if anyone can pick any more holes in it. And when we get to the point that people can't pick holes in it, it's right to release.
Yeah. Now, how would you release it if you got it easy?
I would think so.
I think that's the best thing.
Yeah. I might let the interim, I get questions from Matthias or somebody like that, and then we can decide.
I've never said that to Matthias. Never.
I just said that Chairman, that you may email our Matthias may
have the lesson. I don't care how Matthias says it.
Sure.
You did, didn't you? You had come to see her, and you took the way it's like, you could have been touched with John.
Well, no. My letter, you've got to look at it first. She sent her an answer. You've got to know. That's what I need is, once we decide if we're going to be using it, I don't think it should be you sending it to see you. I far better to have her send it to see you. Would you agree to get it? We brought it to her.
Nobody likes to deal with investigators.